It's from Psalm 140. Please turn there in your New King James Bibles. Psalm 140.
Psalm 140, a Psalm of David. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who plan evil things in their hearts. They continually gather together for war. They sharpen their tongues like a serpent. The poison of asps is under their lips. Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have purposed to make my steps stumble. The proud have hidden a snare for me in cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set traps for me. Selah. I said to the Lord, You are my God. Hear the voice of my supplication, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further his wicked scheme, lest they be exalted. Selah. As for the head of those who surround me, let the evil of their lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not a slanderer be established in the earth. Let evil hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. Here in Psalm 140, we have titled Prayer for the Deliverance from Evil Men. And it's said to be a Psalm of David. As we read this, and the last Psalm, and several Psalms like this, we can see where it would apply to David as he stood in the place of the King of God's people. And we can see it's a good example for the Christian person when they see themselves overwhelmed or chased by evil men. But when we see these psalms that are first-person psalms like this, we must first look for the application, actually, to look at it as being a psalm of Jesus Christ. He said the psalms are about him. And the first-person psalms are almost always psalms about or by Jesus, written by David. Spoken of as the Psalms for the Son of David. But that doesn't just mean the kings to come, but the king who was to come at the time. And this psalm very much is the psalm of Jesus Christ. As he was preparing himself for his sacrifice on the cross. As he was getting ready to bear the sins of his people. Bear our sins. So that we might be saved. This would have been a psalm of his. It was a song of his. A prayer of his as well. And it's one that the people of God today, in the Christian era, would be well for us to use it as such also. But to remember our Lord and what He's done for us. And it starts at the beginning, obviously. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men, and preserve me from violent men. And we see this mirrored in the second stanza down below also, with a slight change. First, it's deliver me, O Jehovah, from evil men. In verse 4, we say, Keep me, O Jehovah, from the hands of the wicked. And the second verse, second line in both of them, preserve me from violent men. We see here that Jesus looking at different aspects of what was going on about him. First, the evil ones, the ones who were just nasty at heart, asking the Father to deliver him from them, from their plans, from their snares, and then preserve him from the violent men, the mob and those who were after him. Who plan evil things, continually gather together for war. They sharpen their tongue like a serpent, and the poison of asps is under their lips. Here we see the difference. Well, one reason that we can see this is Jesus and not David, is the violent men, the evil men that were after the Lord, were using their tongue, the words of their mouth, as weapons. And it was a sharp tongue and the poison under their lips that was the weapon that was being used against him. The next stanza, verses 4 and 5, we see Verse 4, as I've already explained it, and these are ones who purpose to make his steps stumble. And here we have the wicked, those who do bad things. The first was the character of the man. In this stanza, it talks about the character of their actions. And their purpose here is to cause the steps to stumble. And we see the temptations that were thrown before Jesus. These aren't all humans, these ones who are trying to do this. Satan is in sight here as well. The proud have hidden a snare and cords, and they've spread a net by the wayside and set traps for me. Again, not a frontal assault, but tricks, traps, temptations, seeking to make him fall. And the response to this wasn't to worry, wasn't to fret, it was to pray. Starting in verse 6, I said, and here, these two verses, it's important to understand the words behind the titles and names. We get tied up again in this God, Lord, and there's really three different names or titles being used here. Properly it is, I said to Jehovah, you are my El, my God, meaning, you know, the supernatural creator being. So Jesus said to Jehovah, you are my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, my prayer, O Jehovah. And we have again the covenant name of God, the one who has set up the covenant of grace, the one who administers it. O Jehovah, the Adonai, the Lord, the master of my life, the strength of my salvation. And the word salvation there, by the way, if you go back to the Hebrew, is Yeshua, which is the name of Jesus. You have covered my head in the day of battle, meaning you protect me in the time when, you know, in the time of struggle. So we see the reliance among the Trinity here, working together toward the goal. But the Son doing his part, the Father doing his. Do not grant, O Jehovah, in verse 8, do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further his wicked scheme, lest they be exalted. And again, the people of the time, Satan of the time, thought they could put one over, destroy Jesus, and exalt themselves. But the answer is in the next three verses. As for the head of those who surround me, let the evil of their lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not a slanderer be established in the earth, let evil hunt the violent man to overthrow him. And we see, if you read the book of Revelation and other books of the New Testament, you see that the devil was caught in his own trap. The thing that he thought was his triumph was his downfall. And that's what these verses say. Now, these are not a counterpoint to Jesus' words where he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. These verses look to the ones who plotted, who tricked, who knew what they were doing, not to the mob who were led along. And then finally, as we see so often in these sort of psalms, the summation, the end of it, is a reliance on God, looking back over all of it and knowing that everything is okay. I know that Jehovah will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. One of the things that people complain about the book of Psalms is they can't sing the name of Jesus. But the covenant God's name is found in this. We sing of the Lord. We sing of Jehovah, Yahweh, however you want to say it. When we get to verse 7 and we talk about the strength of my salvation, know that the name of Jesus is there. The name of the God of the covenant, the one who has brought us salvation, is to be sung to. And we'll sing that now as we sing 140, part A.